You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan and the Team 980 in the DMV, 910 The Fan, 105.1 FM in Richmond. We're streaming live on the Odyssey app. You can take us on the go with that Odyssey app, and you can watch us on the Monumental Sports Network, brought to you by Crop Metcalf, official heating and cooling company of the Junkies. Looking to be their next five-star HVAC technician or plumber? Just visit CropMetcalf.com to join the team. We'll get back into the Caps. Greg Wyshynski will join us at 8 o'clock, senior NHL writer for ESPN. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM, will join us at 9 o'clock. But I wanted to touch on this Megan Thee Stallion story. She's probably most famous here because she was part of a video, WAP.
Yes.
I won't tell you what WAP stands for.
I think Drab was reading the lyrics of that on the flight back from Spain.
Mm-hmm. Wet is the first word.
Yes. Mm-hmm. We know what WAP stands
for. I think that's
where
she got most famous. Yeah. She's got a great body, and she's been sued by a photographer. EB, you fancy yourself an elite photographer. I don't think you would sue her for this, though.
I'm an elite action photographer.
Well,
all right.
So the photographer was in, I think it was Ibiza, Spain.
Okay. Ibiza.
Not too far from where Drab was. Actually, I have no idea how far Ibiza is from Malaga.
I couldn't tell you.
But it's still in the same country. It is a big country.
Wasn't there a big hit, like, I took a pill in Ibiza? Like a club rager a few years ago?
Yes,
So
I'm hip.
She has a photographer named Emilio Garcia.
Okay.
And I guess this is post-concert. They're in an SUV.
Okay, yeah.
And he's in the SUV.
Sounds standard.
With Megan Thee Stallion.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I guess a driver and another woman.
Okay.
And Megan Thee Stallion and the woman have sex in the car.
Okay.
While he's there.
All right, you got my attention.
Did he document him? He's a photographer.
You and a lot of people would be sized, right? Got your attention.
Of course.
He is suing her.
Why?
Saying that it was embarrassing, and he was offended, and he was mortified. It's a ridiculous lawsuit in my mind.
It would be weird if you're just riding around like in a church van, and all of a sudden Megan Thee Stallion is getting it on with another female. Right. You're just sitting there with your big fancy lens doing nothing.
But is that worthy of a lawsuit?
I don't know. He's trying to cash in. Come on.
Yeah, he's trying to get paid.
Nobody takes it seriously. I mean, you can't possibly take that seriously.
Toss it out.
I just have never really seen that. The closest I've ever come, and this has happened to me multiple times, is I can hear people hitting skins in my hotel room. That happens a lot.
Right.
I mean, a lot. Like, I think it's happened to me like three times.
Because the walls are thin.
The walls are so thin.
Yeah.
It actually happened to me one time when I was staying with my mom in Ohio for a funeral.
Oh, no.
We were in a hotel room for a funeral. And all of a sudden at 2 in the morning.
Then you can't even look her way.
Well, it was like 2 in the morning.
Okay.
But it was so loud it woke me up, and it wouldn't stop. Like, the guy was like a porn star.
Yeah, he just kept going.
Yeah. And I was like, oh, man, this is really awkward. Like, this couldn't be any more awkward. It's happened to me three times.
I don't think I ever heard that.
Happened to me just
maybe
a few months ago.
Maybe one time, but it's never, like, loud enough. I've never done the glass trick.
Well, nobody's done that outside of a movie. Nobody really does that.
I did that in college.
Okay. Horny college people may be doing it.
Yeah, one of my roommates, he was always smashing. You could hear him all the time.
Yeah, I feel like in college it was pretty frequent because, I mean,
at college we would just look in their windows.
I mean,
we were peeping Toms.
My ex-roommate used to smash. We were in the same room.
Right.
Oh, he wouldn't care.
Because, like, his bed was right as you walk in, and then my bed is, I don't know, 12 to 15 feet away down the
was
wall.
Was that the roommate who went to DeMatha?
Yes. Yeah. And look, I'm not hating on him, but, like, Sometimes he would bring, he had like a steady girlfriend. He'd bring her there. Mm-hmm. I would just.
He wouldn't care.
He wouldn't care. I can one up
and
you.
And it was fine. Like, and I didn't really care.
How far away was your bed?
From him?
Like 10 feet probably.
What is that, like 10 or 12 feet?
Yeah,
I can,
I
mean, I can
it's
one up you.
Close.
In, if my mother's listening, just turn off the radio. Okay? Just turn it off. All right, just turn it off, Mom. All right, in high school, we were drinking somewhere. We were all at some
hotel. At least we're not going too far back in time.
No, but I mean, this. What am I?
Good old days.
This is my story. Yeah, we were playing like Anchorman or something. Do kids even play that anymore?
I don't know. Playing quarters.
You ever play that, Valdez?
The OG drinking game.
You ever play Anchorman?
Is that like where you're?
I don't know.
It's like a chugging thing.
A big ass vat of beer or whatever.
Not real. I know of it. We never played.
Okay, well, we played it for whatever reason. And we ended up, we all like rented a hotel, you know, like we're like 17.
Right.
And
like an Econo Lodge or something.
And I was sleeping in the bed with this guy, I'm not going to say who, and his girlfriend. In the middle of the night, I'll tell you during break, but in the middle of the night, he just started smashing with me in the bed.
That's a weird throuple. A throuple where you're not involved.
I was in the bed and he was laughing. He was laughing.
Classy chick.
Yeah. Oh, I mean, it's high school.
I mean, she was 17.
Yeah.
I know.
So what? She's still not classy.
I mean, I probably wouldn't use that word to describe her either.
Of course
probably accurate, but that definitely happened.
Guy's not classy either. Although when you're 17, you're never.
Dude, he was laughing.
Yeah, you don't care. Oh, you're so horned up.
He was laughing. He was also hammered. Okay. Yeah.
I'm sure he used protection too. I'm sure that went through his head at 2 in the morning.
I mean, I have no idea.
Same bed, I think, is rare, but I think if you shared a dorm room in college, there's a good chance it happened.
It's a standard.
You know, you hope the other person's asleep.
Yeah.
And then
optimally, the other person isn't there, but sometimes the mood's going to strike, hit, and the person's there.
I would say, I remember I took a nap in D's dorm in college, and her roommate and her boyfriend, they were definitely giggling. They're probably high as a kite in hindsight. And definitely Jeff Smoker entered the building.
Right.
Well, I was underneath. It was like a bunk bed situation.
No. On top of you?
Bunk beds.
Yeah, yeah.
Wow. That's
I mean,
a whole lot of squeaking.
100%. They were just laughing. I don't know. People just laugh. I don't know. It's weird.
Got to get it in.
I guess.
Anyway, I don't think you would sue if you were a photographer and you had business happening right next to you.
No, he'd be taking pictures.
The only time
guy should have been documenting the whole event.
The other incident, the only time I've actually seen it besides those is when we were over at the radio station, if you guys remember. It was in the evening. This was 20-some years ago. And a character on another show, they had just left, like, you know, Naked Thanksgiving or something, and all of a sudden they're smashing in the parking lot.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Not in the car, with the car door open. I don't even know if the car door is open. They're just standing out there, and my man's getting after it.
Wow.
Don't
is this in the
that.
Park, like the underground parking
Not the
area?
Underground, the one above in Fairfax.
That underground parking lot was kind of creepy.
And all of a sudden you looked over there, and you were like, they're smashing right now.
Yeah.
Yeah. But never in a car or anything like that.
The great part about that parking in Fairfax, even though the garage looked like the setting for Saw or Saw 6, free parking. Free parking. I mean, just supersedes. You'll park anywhere as long as it's free.
Manum free parking.
Right, free.
Fairfax free parking.
Down to D.C., no free parking. Must pay for parking.
The move to DC was a catastrophic miss.
Huge failure.
Yes.
It was a huge miss.
I think the sales job was we're going to have all these great in-studio guests because they're in DC. Right. We do on occasion.
Two a year.
We had Dennis Scott. It was great.
Yeah, I mean, we got Magic Johnson in Fairfax.
Yeah.
I mean, you can get anybody anywhere.
Yeah, I understand.
Send a car. By the way.
We got Magic Johnson in Fairfax?
That was Lanham.
Yeah.
Well, we had him Lanham and Fairfax. He visited us twice.
We had him in Fairfax. Remember.
When your company signs.
I think he hyped up Hoops for the Homeless.
We had him twice.
So we had better guests in Fairfax than Lanham.
When your company signs a 100-year lease, it doesn't give you many options.
Right.
And I'm exaggerating. I don't know how long the lease is.
The door, by the way,
probably
to the,
close to 100
I know
years.
Cakes has never taken the stairs here, probably
I
ever.
I take the stairs every morning. How
oh,
dare you?
Do?
Yes.
The door by the stairs, they had like two guys working on it yesterday, and it looks it looks like it's on its last legs now. Like
so
they were perplexed. They were looking at it.
There was a
guy had a ruler, and today I looked at it.
Poor
I walked
bastard.
In.
The hinge is not on.
Yeah, there's like duct tape all over the place. Like this can't be right.
Yeah, hey, that they did look a little bit confused as to what was going on.
All right, so Adam Schefter just tweeted like about 20 minutes ago.
Uh-oh.
Somebody sent me this.
Here
this is kind of interesting. Okay. So one of his guys, one of his producers, and don't look.
Don't look.
Break the story.
Don't look. It's not. I'm not breaking a story. It's just going to be a quiz.
Oh, okay.
Okay. One of his producers went through every position, okay, and graded over the last 20 years drafting percentage, hit or miss, okay?
Ooh.
And so by position, what do you think is the highest hit rate?
What did they consider
in the first round? A hit would be you got a second contract with a team that drafted you. Now that's a very rough parameter because some guys are good and they go elsewhere. But for the most part, that was the parameters they used for this.
Offensive line.
I'm going to say defensive end, edge rusher.
Right. Number one is center. Now there's only been 11
specific.
Taken in the first round. Only one missed though. Okay, 92% hit rate. Okay, tackle. Is the second highest hit rate.
All right, I said offensive line.
59%, okay? 38-26. Care to guess what the hit rate is for quarterback?
Quarterbacks that get a second contract from the team that
the
drafted
same
them?
Team in the last 20 years. Don't look it up.
I haven't looked it up. I'm going to say it's low.
It's clearly
12%.
Low. 12% that's why you're bringing it up.
I'm going to say 45%.
And I won't be surprised.
No, JP's
because,
right. JP's
because the
right.
Stars like Joe Burrow and all those guys,
JP's
they get
right.
a second contract. If you have a good one, they're going to stay. If you have a bad one,
in
they're
fact,
going.
In fact, what I think is interesting about it, the worst hit rate, you always think it's so hard to draft a quarterback in the first round and hit. Just care to guess?
I'm going
to
guess wide receiver.
Wide receiver.
But that's also because via free agency, they can bounce. So it's not necessarily all team driven.
I said that at the beginning.
Yeah, with the quarterbacks, just take a look at the Joe Burrow draft versus the Trevor Lawrence draft. The Joe Burrow draft, I believe, 4 first-round picks, and all of them are re-signed, right? Or they will be re-signed from Joe Burrow to Tua to Herbert. And then you got the Zach Wilson draft where 4 of these guys have already been traded. Mm-hmm. The only guy to stay is going to be Trevor Lawrence. So that's going to be a 20% hit rate where it's going to be like a 100% hit rate on the other one.
Yeah, right. Those are 2 examples. But yeah, I mean, overall, it looks like it's closer to 50% than what you think. But what's interesting to me is wide receiver, tight end, safety, running back, quarterback, all basically based on that metric, fairly significantly worse hit rates than quarterback, which we think is so dicey.
I'm going to guess running back is going to just get lower and lower because these guys just don't even get second contracts anymore.
Right.
But a lot of them.
But I do think wide receiver, when you think about it, because think about how many great wide receivers are drafted that just don't blossom. You have these huge expectations. These guys, these burners, you know, they either get hurt.
You got to make decisions. Like I was reading, it was speculation, but Florio was saying that the Vikings might have to trade Justin Jefferson because now it depends on what happens with them at quarterback, but that he's going to command the highest contract to a non-quarterback, and they might just not be able to afford it.
I think Tyreek Hill is making about $30 million right now. He's going to blow past that number.
And didn't CeeDee Lamb sit out from the OTAs for Dallas? And I think Jefferson maybe sat out OTAs for the Vikings. So these receivers, they just command so much money. Can you afford to do it? You can definitely afford to do it if you have, you know, a quarterback on a rookie contract.
Right.
A reason why Patrick Mahomes lost Tyreek Hill, and I'm sure he would love to have
Tyreek
Hill.
Are looking at it like, well, why are we going to pay this guy $32 million a year? He's a great player, but we can go in the draft and get a close approximate and pay him about $4 million per year. What you have to balance.
And I don't think do they think they're on the cusp of winning again right now?
I don't think so.
Yeah.
I mean,
not winning time.
They don't have a quarterback.
Yeah. Like, right.
Packers
decided Sam Darnold
they didn't want to pay Davante Adams.
Right.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
He goes to another city with a bad quarterback, but he got paid.
Yeah, I don't think it's a perfect metric, but it is an interesting way of looking at it. And basically, overall, if you average it, the average first-round pick hit rate is 43% based on that metric. Based on that metric, quarterbacks do better than the average. Not only by a few percentage points.
Right.
Yeah, but again, a lot of these teams are desperate. The quarterback doesn't mean he's good. It's just they're desperate. Daniel Jones got a second contract.
Well, he had a good year.
He's okay,
and
though.
The team was also,
you know what I mean?
Desperate.
Just okay.
Teams
get desperate. There's no other option. And so you say, all right, well, there's no other option. We got to give him a second
contract. Well, they gave Daniel Jones, I think, $81 million in guaranteed money. Yeah. And every time you look at like a rumor about the draft, it's about the Giants either picking a quarterback at 6 or moving from 6 up higher
to get a quarterback.
To get like a Drake May or a Jaden Daniels if he slips past 2.
2 years ago, Daniel Jones was pretty good. Led him to the playoffs.
Right. That's why he got the deal.
That's exactly. Yeah, he's not a very good quarterback.
He got close to elite quarterback money, and he's not close to being an elite quarterback.
That's my point.
That's the problem.
He's not worth what he got paid.
Right.
They figured out a way to win with him.
That
though.
Hamstrings you.
To win with him for 1 year.
Yes.
But everybody said Baker Mayfield sucks, now he's playing good again. So I think it's a position where year by year it can be a little bit different. I mean, who knows? I mean, Geno Smith was like an MVP candidate.
But my point is it skews that percentage a little bit.
Okay. I mean, it's not a perfect metric. There's no doubt.
I just keep thinking that this draft, you got to pray that it's the Joe Burrow draft where it was Burrow, Herbert,
yes.
Tua versus the next draft where, you know, all these guys get drafted in the first round and they are Busta
Rhymes.
It better
not be the one where there's one out of 6 or 7 are actually decent.
Well, it's unlikely to be one where they all hit. That's just unlikely. Might have happened that 1 year, but
hey,
you know when it happened in 83.
You should only care about number two hitting. Yeah. That's the only one you should care about. You should be hoping that everyone outside of number two misses.
Mm-hmm.
Like all those guys flop, and Jaden Daniels, who's looking more and more like the pick, is a huge hit.
I guess I never think of it that way, but I see where you're coming. I just want the guy that they pick to hit here. What the other guys do, I don't really care.
The show's going to feel very different on Friday because no more speculation. They will have a quarterback.
Yes.
I think so.
Yeah.
Unless Adam Peters pulls the ultimate wacky, which I don't think he's going to do. I think he's going to stay at 2, and he's going to pick in a quarterback-rich draft and hope that's the guy.
Well, there was a percentage of people, I think, that they have gone quiet that were advocating not drafting a quarterback, build up the offensive line
those
first.
Those people are... full-blown idiots, okay? This is a team that's been wandering through the desert for basically 30 years.
I think you do that if you hate the quarterbacks. I don't think you just swing swing. You swing because you like one and you think it's going to hit.
We all saw the graphic. I think CBS Sports put it out a few days ago of each team's last 30 touchdown-throwing quarterback. The Washington franchises was in black and white because it was Sonny Jurgensen.
Wow.
Okay?
I think Kirk came close. I think
Kirk
he had 29.
My guy Kirk was close, but he didn't hit the 30 flat.
He's the best they've had.
Now, he's hit it multiple times in Minnesota. Yes. Didn't do it here.
Yeah. Yep. All right, phone number is 800-636-1067. Greg Wyshynski on the Caps at 8 o'clock. Mike Rizzo, Nats GM at 9 o'clock here on the Junkies.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.